Welcome to the latest edition of the Oregon Predict podcast. Today I talked to Bridget Gold from Marshfield High School. This was just more of a basic interview. We talked about Marshfield, their schedule, her goals, her team goals, and we also talked about where she trains in Coos Bay, and that is Northwest Fitness, which is our sponsor. So today I'm talking to Bridget Gold from Marshfield High School. She is one of the best volleyball players in the state of Oregon. And first question I'd like to ask you is, what position do you play for Marshfield?
I play right side.
Yeah. And one of our sponsors is the place that you train a lot of times. So why Northwest Fitness, and like, why did you choose to get trained there?
They really shaped me as an athlete. I would not be there without them, like, today at all. I got my jump touch up like 3 feet because of them. Wow. Over the past couple years. So
what is something that that Henry does to help you? I don't know if you work directly with him, but what kind of, just Northwest, what, just like, cause I know you kind of explained it there, but like, it has to be more than that. Like, they must be just a, that good of a like training program.
Yeah. He pushes you and makes sure that you finish your workout and get everything that you can get in, and he makes you better every day. So
when did you realize volleyball was something you loved and what you wanted to pursue more seriously?
I did tennis and track and volleyball for a while, and then after 3 years of 2 to 3 years of all three, I was like, volleyball is definitely the best that I would like go for. So I just decided for that.
Are you pretty tall?
I'm 5'11".
Okay, yeah, so that's pretty tall.
Yeah.
So this is kind of going back to Northwest. But what has Northwest done for you? And why would you encourage other athletes kind of in that area along the coast to go to them over other gyms?
Well, you get like a ton of one-on-one work. It helps you jump higher. I got my vertical up in like a year, a lot, like a big amount. And yeah, they have a lot of stuff that you can do.
The next question would be, what makes this Marshfield volleyball team special in 2022? Because last year, they were an okay team. They had a winning record, but I think it was like 13-11 or 12-11, which is all right, of course, but not as good as, I mean, some other 4A programs last year. Just what is something that you think you bring, or just any other players to your team that you might have a special season this year?
We have 8 well-rounded girls, and they can be put in any position. All 8 of them have, like, a special position that they're super good at, though. So it's like, when we're on the court, it's amazing when it's all put together.
Yeah, it would be, for me, I'm really interested to see how you guys look right away, because I mean, I have you guys ranked pretty highly in my rankings that I'm going to put out here shortly. And I'm going out on a limb and putting you guys up there, just because kind of 4A is a toss up without your common powers, like sisters moving down, like Valley Catholic moving down. With those two moving down, that really opens a lot of things up, especially with other schools like Cascade graduating so much.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, another school that lost a lot of seniors, like Sweet Home lost a lot. And this year for 4A is just wide open, kind of. And so it makes things kind of interesting, because normally it's always sisters. Like, well, recently, the last couple of years, it's always sisters, Sweet Home, and Cascade as kind of being the powerhouses from the Out West conference. And now it's going to be really different, and it'll be a really different year. So I think that also helps your team as well a lot, because it really opens up the whole landscape. And adding you to a team that already was over 500, that will make a big difference, in my opinion, even though I haven't even seen you play personally. But it's not like talking from Henry and other people that I kind of talk to, and they think you're going to make an immediate impact, which obviously, as you are, I'm going D1 for volleyball. And I think this will be a really special year for you guys, especially with the league you play in, with only facing four other teams. And really, you have some decent teams in there, but I think adding you to that team makes you guys probably the favorite for that team. Yeah. And the other people that kind of have Junction City in there are kind of going out on a really big limb on that one. Mm-hmm. They were a decent team last year, but they just played a lot of kind of an easier schedule. And I think just adding you to that team will make you guys that much more better. Mm-hmm. Going on to next one, what are your goals this season? It could be personal team goals and expectations this year. And then I guess I'll ask the second part here later.
Definitely winning league. If not this year, first state next year, because we have basically 2 years as the whole team together. We're just losing two seniors, so.
Okay, I didn't even know that you were a junior. Okay.
Really?
Okay. What would make this year a success in your eyes, regardless of how your season ends? Because obviously nothing goes in life how you exactly want it. So what would you see success?
Playing as many teams as we can, getting better for next year. Getting better for our club teams and for college teams.
Yeah, going on with that, what club team are you playing for, and do you play year-round?
I played Webfoot this last year, and that's in Eugene. And that was just from December to May. And then this year I'm going to try out for NPJ in Salem.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in the Albany area, so I definitely know NPJ is a very big program, and a lot of the better teams around this area, like I went to Channing Christian, so that team is always dominant in 3A. Yeah. And they have most of their roster plays over there, I think, yearly or different club teams. So I know club is so important for volleyball, especially if you want to go to the next level.
Yeah.
What are some key players to watch out for your team this season?
We have two tall outsides. We have a 5'11". She's Tatum Montiel. She's an outside. And then Paige McDuff. She's a 6 foot outside. And then our setter, Ava Ainsworth. She's 6'1". Yeah.
Wow, yeah, you guys got some height. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That'll be interesting then. That's a lot of, it's going to be tough, and especially with a couple, I mean, I don't know them personally, but especially with you having a good vertical like you do, that's going to be, you're a hitter, you said,
right? Yeah.
Okay. What might be a transition that you might face moving from 5A competition to now facing 4A competition?
I feel like smaller teams will be playing smaller teams, but they'll still be good, but they'll be less players. I feel like less travel time on the bus. That was kind of hard last year. But
yeah, what league were you in last year? I didn't even look.
The Midwestern League.
So, what teams were you, traveling to last year?
We went to just, a ton of Eugene schools, Medford.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. For me, it's, a 3-hour drive down there. So, I know, when I go down for state tournament, I know, I'm like, yikes. So, I don't want to make this drive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You committed to Oregon a couple weeks ago. So, what made you choose Oregon as the place that you want to go to college?
The coaching staff is amazing, and I've been going to camps since sixth grade there, and I know a lot. I know a lot of the girls, and I know the coaches very well, so just being able to be coached by them in college is going to be amazing. Just seeing them coach, it's amazing. I'm so impressed by them.
Is there any type of, I'm just curious, is there any type of ranking system for Oregon? So do you know what rank you might be in the state of Oregon?
No.
That's interesting that they haven't put anything like that together, because I know, I think there's another state that actually does rankings for that, yeah. Or some type of website does it.
I think they have it on PrepDig, but I don't know how accurate it is, but.
Yeah, they probably just see people in person and just oh, they're good this day, and put them really high.
Yeah.
But that'd be cool to see that potentially in the future, have more things done for that. And that's the biggest reason why I kind of I added more people to the team, because I want to cover sports like volleyball more thoroughly and have more stuff out there for volleyball, because I know you're new because you went to North Bend last year, but I like during football season, it's heavy football because a lot of people enjoy that. And volleyball gets posted and like scores get posted and all that, but I'm definitely not putting as much time into it. And so this year will be, I don't know how much of a change, but I know I'll be going to at least a couple more volleyball games this year than I did last year. Because last year, I think I just went to like the state tournament. That was about it, other than like seeing film. But this year I'll be going to more games, which I'm excited about, which I think will be awesome to help at least get more people, like videos and pictures out there this year. Yeah. Who has helped you the most regardless in regards to your volleyball career?
Probably my mom. She drove me to Eugene twice a week last year. She helps me with everything, so.
Wow, shout out to your mom.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Wow. Mm-hmm. What are some personal goals that you might want to reach this season? I know I kind of touched on it earlier, but.
I want to get to the 10-foot club, which I'm really close. I can get 10-foot once in a while, but, like, not every single time. So I'm trying to get my vertical up.
Is that, like, touching, like, 10 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that something that you're training on a lot or just the goal you got? Okay.
Yeah, I've been pretty busy with volleyball, so I haven't been able to get to the gym that much. But I will be the school year, like, every single day, so.
What was it when you like started training like even like last year?
Wait, what? Like,
yeah, like how high were you reaching last year?
I think 20th for everyone in Oregon, but
like were you reaching like 9 foot last year?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was at like I think 9 last year, probably 9.5, 9.6.
Okay, well, so that's a pretty big improvement even from then. I mean, that's 6 or 7 inches.
Yeah.
Your league this year is very small compared to other leagues, so that will make it really interesting to see kind of what plays out in that side of things. So, like, what's a team that you're most excited to play? I know this could be an easy answer for you, but what team are you most excited to play this year?
Probably Junction City or Marist. I think they just got an transfer from Siusla. I'm not fully sure, but okay. I heard about that. But Marist or Junction City?
That's interesting. Yeah, I think Junction City probably slots in right behind you guys in that league. And Cottage Grove is pretty good, too. They were pretty good last year as well. In the last podcast I made, I don't know what reason I thought Cottage Grove moved down to 3A, too. So I was talking about them, saying that like all these good teams are moving down, and I was so wrong. It was so bad.
Really?
When you go to college, do you know what major you're potentially looking for? And I guess I have another question after that.
I've looked in a little bit, but I'm not fully sure as of right now. I'll probably figure it out by summer this year. So.
Is there any think a couple that you're leaning towards, or are you still searching for that?
I'm still searching.
Yeah, that's a big decision. When I went to college, I went to Oregon State, and I didn't quite know what I was wanting to do either, and it takes a little bit, so don't be stressed. Things will fall into place. I know you'll hear that a lot, but things fall into place, and they'll work out for the better.
Okay, yeah.
What are goals that you want to reach college, like when you're playing college volleyball?
Definitely. Oh my gosh, this is hard. I don't know. Definitely improving a lot. I would love to play pro after college. I know that's a long time. I'd love to play pro, like in a different country. I feel like that'd be so fun.
Yeah, Oregon, I know they're always, they're always good at most things, but they're always pretty good at volleyball, so.
Yeah.
Did you get any other college interest or offers from other schools?
I had, like, a couple, like, 7 D2 schools. Oregon State was kind of looking at me, but they didn't really say anything, so. But Oregon's always been my favorite.
Yeah, Oregon's, I mean, you've been going to their camps, like, forever, it seems like. So, I mean, they got, I mean, a good, like, close-up view of watching you play for years. So, that probably made that their decision over there pretty easy as well.
Yeah.
Look, just looking at your schedule, you actually play some bigger teams this year. I think looking at, you play, like, Thurston and who else?
Roseburg.
Yeah, Roseburg. That's going to be really... Yeah, those are some big schools. I'm not sure. Do you know if those schools are generally pretty good at volleyball or?
Thurston was pretty good last year. We played them. Roseburg, they're really good every year. So, kind of nervous, but I feel like if we play hard enough, we can win.
See, I'm just like your schedule here. Yeah. So yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that you opened at Roseburg. Oh, is that a jamboree? Or are you actually playing like full games on this?
We're playing two full games.
Okay.
That day.
And then you have to drive all the way down to Brookings Harbor.
Yeah.
The next day.
Well, it's like I think Brookings is coming to us that day.
Okay. And the schedule is at, but anyway, either way.
Mm-hmm. And then the next day, Churchill. They're really good too.
Oh, wow, yeah, then you play a bunch of games. So are those any, like, just a set games, or are those all games?
At the Jamboree on Friday, I think we're playing 4 one-set games just for, like, a opener, but, yeah.
Oh, next, so it's a full game. Your Thursdays are full games, and then, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, and then you go up to Horizon Christian, like, in like 3 weeks only, and they're a solid 3A team, and they should give you guys a good amount of competition there. They had a girl a couple years ago go Division One. I forget what school it was, but it was in the Big Ten. So they have some good athletes as well over there. Then you play Cascade the next day, and they're, as you know, Cascade's always generally pretty good at volleyball.
Yeah.
Your schedule is actually, I mean, you'll be challenged, which is a good thing early on. And a lot of those games, even with the big schools, it doesn't really matter. I mean, even if you lose and you're losing in five sets, I mean, that's still an impressive game that you're being that close to those schools. So it'll be really interesting this year. You just looking at it. Yeah, you play Crater too later on the season. So, yeah, you play like five or six teams against like 6A school. No, Crater's 5A, isn't it? Yeah, 5A schools. But either way, that's a big step up because I want to look at last year's. Because I know last year, outside of, I guess you played against Marshfield last year, but outside of that, they didn't play any other big schools.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of interesting. Maybe they. Thank you for taking your time out of your day to listen to this interview. We will be doing podcast, I think, at least once a week throughout the sports season, if we have time, maybe a rundown of what happened on Friday night or what happened throughout the week for soccer and volleyball.